Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. Kevin, Paul and young Andy's back as well. How are you, young man? Alright?
Good, mate, good. You've brought me to another part of town that I kind of come to, so thanks for that.
I missed him last week. It was flat with foot, wasn't it?
I think so.
Do you feel that, big man? I thought it was flat with foot, you mate.
Nah, the balance wasn't there, so it's
no. What have you been doing? You been playing fives or are you wrapping yourself in your hair? Cotton wool.
We've started.
What's happened to
for somebody to talk so much shit, he's actually got no lips. Have you noticed? How can somebody have no lips talk so much?
Who's butchered you?
Rogers butchers on Bath Road, mate. Sign him on that.
See, to be fair, Si, yeah, I got a point because I've just noticed sitting here that like he's brushing that ear. I think he's brushing ear one by one just to cover.
Nah, what's that, man?
It's getting thin, Andy, isn't it?
It is getting thinner.
It's been thin for about 6 years, mate.
You worrying about a club?
Not opposite of you, to be honest. It's been opposite. It's been thin for God knows how long.
Nah, you're looking good, bro, aren't you? He's looking good.
Flying. I must say, look at... You're looking like a new man. And do you know what it is?
Sexy.
You're off the monsters.
Aye, but it's because I went back to the way I used to be when I first came on Up and Go. Because I just lost all my confidence. But now, mate, I'm back. Looking amazing, isn't
it? Yeah, looking at me. I was just sitting there looking at you.
Mate, it's unreal.
Take your top off.
No, I'm fat. see the amount of birds that are messaging me then? Fucking amazing, eh?
Who?
But see what I need to say to them? I don't know if I can say this. Take yourself off private on Instagram. So I'm sick. No, but what I'm sick of doing, Andy, right, is what I'm sick of doing is following them back just to have a look at them. They're not up to my standards, then unfollow them. It's not nice. How
I know it's you snuck into my missus' DMs as well. What's that all about? Never even told us. Imagine that.
I just said you look brilliant. I didn't say nothing else. But I think I get away with that. Yeah, you know I'm not going to be producing much, ain't I?
What a smile she had on her face. We need to talk about Paul Slane. First time I've seen him playing sport. Unbelievable at snooker.
I know, so you're saying
stuff. John Higgins was... Couldn't believe how good you were, mate.
No, I'm brilliant at clearing up. No, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Higgins,
yes, mate.
We'll tell the true story. So after the Higgins podcast, mate, I phoned him. I messaged you as well. You're shocking at replying, by the way.
He's a bad replier.
Oh, mate.
I used to go
just
a message
about a
time.
He only replies to the <reason. laughs>
But I'd phoned John Higgins to apologise because I kept mentioning Ronnie O'Sullivan. How bad was that, mate?
It was
Did
bad.
You pick up on that on the show?
Aye, a wee bit aye, but he's the main man of snooker, isn't he? Mm. So you're going to talk about it.
What's that? An interesting job, are they? No, but I phoned him and then he invited his round, didn't he? So me and John Higgins we played a game against each other, so I've broke off, but mate, it was on for a 147. Mm-hmm. How special was that, Simon?
Amazing, mate. What was it, the last red he missed?
The last red. But then he got me in a safety the next frame. And that was the ones. Remember, I was like, John, what would you do here? And he was like, go and fucking ask Ronnie, didn't he?
So he did. That was
brilliant for him, wasn't it? Thank God when he failed up, wasn't he? Missing that last red.
Also, the black ball match. You know what's happening? We're getting a special black ball for it. Peter Ebdon's going to sit in his mouth until the match happens.
Absolutely, Si. And obviously with John. John, he was meant to be my coach and he couldn't work with me because of my dildo arm. And Si said, there's only one man for it. Peter Ebdon will deal with it.
What about what you said about John Parrott?
I couldn't believe that.
You can't say anything in front of him because he repeats it. That's brilliant.
You've just aged about 30 years after that joke.
Your dad joke, innit? I meant to say, mate, St Mirren, no goalies, no phone call for for Linda.
I'm fucking disappointed, sorry. Lynn's disappointed first and foremost.
Was she waiting for the call?
She was waiting for the call, had the gloves already, was it fucking leather and volleys, aren't you? And just waiting on that phone ringing, but Jim just didn't obviously fancy it. Jim only stays down the road as well, sorry, he's round the corner.
Oh, does he? So he's seen an action?
He probably has, he's probably been peeping on the back fence. He's peeping Tom, Jim Goodman.
I need to ask people, seriously, monsters?
Don't take them now, my psychologist said it was really bad for my head, and I've changed now, just water and double latte.
I know, but see now that you're drinking lattes, your teeth are the same colour as your dad's clean boxers.
I knew something was coming there, eh?
Oh, and my teeth brilliant.
Eh? Is my teeth yellow?
No, they're looking
all right, cheers, bro.
Who's that? Who's on your t-shirt?
Einstein. Do you know there's a famous thing? He was in Scotland once. And this isn't need to take a piss, because I got this t-shirt and found it out.
Where's it for?
Sent to air, for somewhere.
Right.
I get that many, sent air, just whatever. And, no, he was in Scotland once, right? He's got one picture taken Scotland, and do you know what it was, Si? See the stairs where I'd done the Joker dance?
No way.
Outside there? Mate, I swear to God, how mad is that? There's no joke coming here because you're all waiting for it.
Always.
Terrible story, wasn't it?
Always waiting for a joke for you, mate.
What's happening with the club? Still no word now.
I'm sick of you asking me, mate.
Andy, what a bit of a conversation in the taxi.
I know. We had a lovely detailed.
Where was this on the way? Yeah, did you share a taxi here?
We're talking about coaching,
mate, the big man.
I know, look at the phone move. It's staying, he's obviously just blank me. Oh,
we wouldn't want you going there, mate.
No, but that's what a taxi driver's job is, mate.
I know, but I picked his up in the bar.
It's a mate, isn't he?
Is what I left him? No.
Right, so what happened in the taxi?
We were just talking about coaching and all that. It was amazing. We'll get into it a wee bit today, actually.
Right, go get into it now.
Do you want to get into it now? So I was saying to Andy about, this is get God to honest truth. When I came through, and this isn't a go any manager, we done boxes, possession, and then games, right? Two-touch possession. When am I in a game, am I going to take two-touch?
I hate two-touch possession. I'm not. You still ask me in possessions when I'm coaching, is it how many touch? Same as a game, it's on.
Exactly. But and if I could take two-touch in a game, I'm off. I'm a winger. So just to change it a wee bit, this is private and personal to me. Emil Brendan Rodgers.
Wow. Sorry. Wait, where did you get his email for first?
Tinder.
He does. Peter Ebden found on Tinder. Swiping right, he swipes right. Cracking guy, poor Pete. And no, listen, but Jen, true story. I seen a bit different. I fucking say, just speak. And with Brendan Rodgers, so I got his email. Somebody at whatever agency, and emailed him just about time at Celtic, and then a bit of coaching or that. Mate, got back, most amazing email back saying. He didn't say anything, but he said you and Simon are like comedians. I don't know if he's seen any bands you're in.
Don't worry.
I don't know, no, I don't know.
It's some message though, isn't it, to be fair.
Are you going to read it out now?
No, it's personal.
It's personal,
in private. It was lovely,
there's a couple of bits that, about you. That you
what was the bit I said at the end I liked? Right at the end. Hail, hail. Lovely.
Did
I loved that.
No, anyway,
I did, I swear to God, aye. Amazing for him. But it was just, Simon, it was one of the most, apart from the Robbie Williams message, I think that's right up there.
Look, we actually spoke about like how many coaches have you had that actually coach individuals? Do you know what I mean? So yeah. Actually try and develop you and like coach but, what you're going to do in a game. But I said like most coaching done now is all through analysis meetings, isn't it?
I hate it, mate. Didn't get a start.
So it's like they'll show you your mistakes through a meeting, but yeah. They'll no show you what to change when you're on the pitch.
So see now with coaches, mate, they tell kids there's mistakes and players are mistakes, but they didn't actually do anything about it to make them better. That's what annoys me.
What kills me as well is like, try to develop too much somebody's weakness instead of keep trying to continue their strength. 17, 18 year olds, so they might have a strength, but that still needs to improve, do you know what I mean? So instead of focusing too much on their weaknesses, should always be trying to develop their strengths.
But somebody did take a personal interest in you. Neil Lennon, when he was a manager, told you that he needed to work harder and he joined in training.
Oh my God, it was when he first came in. We were playing Hearts the next day, so he said to a few of the young boys to come up. So I've came up, I think I was carrying on me something, was like that. You better get your finger out and start pressing people. So he got on the ball, he joined in. He got on the ball, I pressed him. Fuck his eye, burst on my face. Now, I don't know if it was my lips or my spots he burst, but it was certainly the full face, it was gushing of blood. He turned around, looked at me and just jogged on. But sorry, that just shows you the man who he is, innit?
Did somebody do that?
What does that mean? He's a good guy, aye?
Did somebody do that the same thing to you before you came in here? Kev, you're coaching. You're a coach now, so what's your take on all that?
Sorry, we talked about coaching last week, and I think we talked about obviously this new modern era wave of coaches. It's all on an iPad, and it is all on a board or a, what do you call them, conference things to do, you have to do them in the A-licence. It's a, begins with a P.
Projector.
It's not presentation, it's whatever it is, right? And like you say, how can you tell somebody what they've done wrong, but no then go and try and help them correct it? I coach about 18 kids a week, right, one-to-one, and
18 you're on?
18.
You must be caked.
No, it's just...
18 kids a week, 30 quid a pop.
I just enjoy it, si.
Deary me.
So, I just...
The tax man know about that?
Not how he does that. But,
only so started lift up the road?
Only started it this year, so it's this tax year, si. But anyway, I do a drill, and then if they do it wrong, I'll ask them, what do you think they did wrong there? Why do you think it didn't go the way you'd hope it'd go? And they would give me feedback first. Then I would, if it was right, would agree and move on. But I would just give them the feedback as in saying, this is the reason why. So I do boys that are shooting. So when I'm pinging balls out to them and I try and get their first touch right, get it out their feet. But sometimes with kids, because they want to do everything sharp and fast, they're trying to shoot before they've even controlled the ball. So it's like, how quick can we get a touch? How quick can we shoot? Let's just concentrate and get the touch right. Then we get a better chance of getting a shot at goal. And it's just about, just like you said, it's just patience and taking your time and trying to make the kids understand what it is they're actually doing wrong so that the next time they'll know how to at least have a better idea of how to do it right. And it's the same in the games and the Premier League and whatever else. It's like you're trying to coach the big picture when sometimes you might need to grab somebody away to the side and say, right, this is what you need to do better. But I don't know, because I'm not in a club, so I don't understand. But I'm only going by, in my time as a footballer growing up, Peter Reid would pull you to the side. Mick McCarthy would definitely pull you to the side. Ian Dowie was one of the best for pulling you to the side and saying, look, big man, you were a better centre forward than I ever was. He says, but I think you could do this better. And he says, come out tomorrow half an hour early and we would do stuff. I used to think, oh, this is magic. And it would give you food for thought as to think, well, that's a different
take. Food for thought, it's always...
it's always a great thing, si, food for thought. But I think players appreciate when the manager pulls you to one side and tries and helps you because it feels like there's an invested interest there.
He cares, isn't it? So you're the 18 kids that bring packed lunchboxes?
No, sorry. What we do is with the 18 kids is we have our tea first, then we commit and train later at night. Never train an empty belly.
Right, we'll talk about the football. Rangers have broken the league record for 7 clean sheets in a row. We'll ask a guy who's not had a clean sheet since he was 11, Paul Slane. How big an achievement is that?
Love clean sheets. Never get caught. No, listen, Si. People say to me it's important to get a clean sheet when you go away from your home in Europe. Not at all.
Andy, what have they changed this year that's made them better defensively?
I don't see much change in terms of like their shape and their possession, and They've strengthened. They've obviously got more quality and depth. You see, when the boy Leon Balogun was supposed to start off injured early, and then Phil comes in. But I spoke about it before. They've not really conceded. Saturday's probably the first time, but there was a couple of moments. Lorne Shanklin should have scored at the end. And if Dundee United won, they thought anybody, it's going to be him. But
Hearts hit the bar, didn't he?
Aye, Hearts hit the bar. I think it was about 20, 25 yards out, but they were comfortable. In my opinion, it was probably their best performance of the season. But I gave Dundee United a lot of praise for how they approached the Celtic game. But
miles off at me, wasn't it?
I think it's a different story today at home than it is for away. Yeah. So I was surprised they took the same approach going to Ibrox, and Rangers dismantled them over the game.
It's so important though, Kev, if you are going to win the league, that you've got a good defence.
The thing is, Si, the 7 clean sheets is a great achievement to have and stuff, but as good as they've been, I don't think they've been under any real pressure. But
maybe
the thing
really is, had a go at them,
maybe he's really had a go at them. So let's be honest about that. The first game of the season, they played Aberdeen, would that be right? Was Aberdeen? Aberdeen were miles out because they're two main strikers at a time injured. So have they had much up against them? No, but at the same time, you still need to be focused. But I think what's the difference is as well that they're so confident going forward, Si, that the back four is getting the ball to the guys on the ball quicker. They're getting it quicker. They're getting it to Kent. They're getting it to the boys at wide back and stuff. And they're creating chances all the time. And it's as if in the past, the back four would maybe lose a lapse of concentration. But they look really, really focused. It's tough, but it'll get hard. I think they play Hibs next week. Is that right?
That's
going to be a test. And then Celtic can't be too far away either. So let's judge it on them. But take no... take no mistake away from it, it's seven clean sheets is seven clean sheets. Yeah. It's a fantastic effort.
See when Rangers play the narrow front three as well, and see if they're playing against teams that like naturally sit and play a low block. We've spoken about it. It's hard to get like the front three on the ball when teams are that tight. Teams but are even the way Dundee United played, where they were just trying every time Rangers midfielder like got the ball, they try to press them. It was so easy for Ryan Kent and any of the front three to go on the ball and get turned. So it was just it must have been a hard 90 minutes for them
On the waltzers. Slaney, Balogun, Jack, Barker, and Morelos injured. The Rangers have the squad depth to cover for it. You're still thinking about.
I can't stop thinking about that clean sheet joke. It was so good. It deserved better. Not. I think they have this season.
Yeah.
But it's important to keep. I think it's important to keep Morelos as well.
I think Morelos will be fit. It's not a bad injury. That is. It's a.
But no. But leg. I think. Do you think he'll go? Do you know what I mean? Do you think they'll?
We're gonna. We will come to that.
Yeah, yeah. But no. Listen. I think they've got a squad this season that they've. They've certainly went into the market. I think they've signed well and signed positions that they had to, and I think they're looking very good.
Yeah, because if Balogun's out, Hellander comes in, Kamara can do what Jack does. Barker's not a massive loss, is he? You'd be more worried if guys like Barisic and Davis were injured.
The squad looks more in depth, but there's still players in the team that they can't replace with the people they've got. And obviously, we could probably all guess like two or three of them, but it definitely looks as if they've strengthened the squad in terms of more overall quality.
This might sound stupid, but right, but see when Jack went half injured, sometimes I think, right, and as much as I like Jack, sometimes in games at home, and we see it sometimes about Scott Brown as well, sometimes if you get a more attacking player on rather than that extra midfielder, I can actually help you as much as I like Jack.
Arfield came on and kind of was bombing it in the box.
So I think that can, as much as I like Jack, as I've said that about four times now, I do think that any of the home games that can help you actually.
Steve Davis is the best midfielder for me still, even at that age. Kev, two games away, international, comes back and absolutely strolls it.
See the thing,
passes it forward all the time, didn't he?
He does everything so easy, and even like when he gets that opportunity to go forward, even that looks easy to him. It's just, I think it's just he's always been a very good footballer, but I think now with age, at that tender age, the older age now, more mature, more wiser, and it just looks like as if it's effortless for him. You know what I mean? He's always finding positions, he's always popping off to the right people at the right times, making runs. I just think, Si, that his experience is going to be huge for Rangers, because I think we talked about Dundee United playing on Saturday. Every time they went to press, there was always one of the Rangers midfielder was free to actually receive the ball and go forward and go out. So that all comes from experience. It comes from people talking in the park, and to have Steve Davis right there in the middle of midfield for Rangers, he's going to be like, four injuries is bad enough, but if you got one injury and it was Stephen Davis, you'd be more worried about that than the other four.
Right, I think the answer to these questions, I'll ask every single one of you, Morelos, should it have been a red?
All day.
Yes.
Yeah, you think it was a red?
Yeah.
But you don't?
I don't know. It was the same as Shaughnessy at St Mirren.
Exactly.
Right?
Red card.
But why? Like, so what do you want in your centre?
No, but what I'm saying tackle? Is, what I'm saying is, he got
a
red 50, card.
50, I don't think his was a red card either.
See,
it's a 50-50.
I'll tell you why I think his is different, right? Because Shaughnessy was running at full speed. He's sliding, and when he was sliding, he's trying to clear the ball, so his leg goes into an upward movement. By the rule, it's still a red card, but I agree.
Rules, it's a red card. The two of them.
Harsh.
But for me, they're no red cards.
The Dundee United boys are still different. He's got a standing position. He clears it, and he bends his leg, goes into a straight leg.
I thought he went like that.
I would agree with Si.
50-50. Like,
I thought it was. I can see why.
What do you want your centre half to do? No tackle.
Well, stamp a fag out in somebody's leg would probably be a good start.
I think when he's trying to stamp the fag out, you would make that movement of going into him, but I think he's just raised his leg up.
He's not went like that, he's not stabbed you.
He's just kind of went tackle and then he's put his leg up. And but at the same time, I can look back on the replays hundreds of times and think, right, I can see why he's given a red. But if you're only the person that really knows is the Dundee United guy that did it. He knows whether he meant to keep the foot up or whether he thought, and then hesitated at the last minute. Only he knows. We can all surmise.
But see the St Mirren one, the ref's 5 yards for it, and he doesn't give the red card. It's the fourth official stand on the side.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's 5 yards for it. Surely he can see that it's not a bad tackle.
Where's the consistency?
I agree with that.
So if you're saying they're similar tackles, I still think they're a wee bit different. How is one a red card and one's not?
No, that's what I'm saying to the ref. Wasn't he going to give the red card? It was the guy in the
side. I know, but they still ended, and then it gets rescinded.
Did that get rescinded?
No, they tried to get it rescinded and it didn't.
Right. Andy, the consistency boils down to the fact that there's 4 hours on here most weeks and we all hear a different opinion about things. Different referees.
But the rules says that it's a red card.
Due to the rules, it's a red card. Yeah, I'll agree with that. I just think you're set on half tackling somebody.
But they'll need to change the rule. If that's the rule, that he must go for me.
Talk about decisions and obviously in the Hibs and St Mirren.
Mate, what? Ryan Porteous? Wow.
Have you seen it?
I really call it.
I actually need to take a wee 2 minute break to show them. You need to,
but then there was a Porteous.
He slaps the ball at the box like that.
But then he looks at the ref.
Right in front of Willie Coleman.
He's got previous for being a bit of a...
Who, Porteous?
Tackler, isn't he? Shite bag.
But then Boyle's horned it in the boat, scored with a handball, no?
Is he? Aye. That's
what
the game I never saw.
Does he know about handballs, do you? Doesn't look like it anyway.
Doesn't know about handballs.
Well, doesn't he seem that?
Well, so he's not given...
he's not given a penalty.
Willie's... Like, we can't defend Willie and the other boys.
No, that's a penalty.
That's madness, isn't it?
That is a penalty.
Just slam dunk.
Have you seen that?
Aye, and the boys... The Porteous is actually looking at Willie as if you're going to need to give that.
Come on, Willie.
I don't think he does that anymore. Sanitizer.
Come on, Willie. It's a penalty.
Right, Paul, ask your question.
Morelos, thank you very much. I still stand by it. They must keep him. Nah. They must keep him. Listen, Ruth's still, he's just in the door. So
I think Ruth's better at 10.
Right, aye. I've not seen enough of him, Si. He does look good. I think he'll score goals as well. But I think with Morelos, even if he's not playing, coming on as well. Do you know what I mean? I think they must keep him. That doesn't change. What do you think, Andy?
Aye, definitely. He's still their best striker. Yeah. If he's fully fit and he's fully committed, he's still their best striker. I said that a couple of weeks ago. I still think Ryan Kent would be the bigger loss if they lost him. But... with such a big year, you can't always Alfredo. I agree. I think Kamal Roof, when he plays up front, he comes deep all the time. Whereas one thing about Alfredo is he's a lone striker. He's constantly running the channels. He's battling with centre halves.
Andy, do you think Gerrard, obviously working with him, do you think he would ever go at like a 3-5-2?
Nah,
not at all.
Nah, I couldn't see it. I could see him playing Kamal Roof as one of the front three and just making him play closer to Alfredo. Right. But
the thing is, if you go 3-5-2, where do you play Kent?
Aye, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I couldn't see them changing. It's something they've done for over 2 years, so I just couldn't see them changing it now.
Morelos, what's your Rangers? Do you keep them or sell them?
Oh, they've got to keep them. I think both whole farm teams, where they are right now, they both need to keep everybody they have. Because it's a big year for both sides, regardless of one chasing or one trying to stop something. And Morelos, for whatever's went on the last lot of weeks, like Slaney says, you get Morelos fit, you get
he looks fitter, doesn't he?
He just looks fitter. I just think he needs to get match fit, if that makes sense. Where he needs to be sharper. Because a couple of times he started the way it's come into him and he's stretching for things, but he's still going to score you 20, 30 goals a season, not a problem. But it's up to Rangers. What's the most, what's their needs? The money? Getting rid of him or pushing for...
Mate, see the thing is as well, right? They can't have him sitting on the bench for too long because he is the type of guy, when they're talking about trying to get him fit, right? He's the type of guy where if he looks at a plate of chips, mate, he'll put on about £3. Like, he just puts on weight like that.
I know.
So the longer they have him sitting on the bench, how's he going to get fit? Yeah, how's he going to get sharp?
Plus, he's better. He's better than...
He's better than the two boys they've signed in. The two boys that they brought in are good backups to help. But
and you need
things.
That, didn't you?
Aye,
I think he's maybe looked at Kent, who's been linked to moves, and seen how Kent's acting and thought, right.
I've said to you as well, the difference in overall squad between Celtic and Rangers is, in my opinion, has been the biggest difference because Celtic are struggling in a game. They can bring on like El Yunusi, Lee Griffiths, people like that. So it's good that they've now got another couple of strikers to obviously help. But
you heard anything about Itton? Boy, say he's decent though.
I've not really asked much, but he should be fit. He's just off the bat. I think the Swiss league was continuing over towards the end of lockdown, so he should be fit and he should be playing. So the fact that he's no tells me that he's done. Maybe they don't think he's up to scratch yet.
Yeah,
but they've paid a few quid for him. So
we've never asked you. So I wanted to ask you: have you bought a Rangers top this year?
No.
Are you got it?
No, I've no. I might ask Jimmy to get a freebie, but he'll probably get my second name wrong.
Andy, did Gerrard ever join in training?
Aye, a couple of times. Scored the
Tell
best,
us about the goal.
Scored the best training goal I've ever seen.
Did he?
Oh, it was ridiculous. But it's one of the ones because you know how good he is. See, when he's going to train me, you're like, he could be an absolute joke here. And it was like seven aside, small sides, but obviously big goals. Somebody was on the left wing and they've absolutely wrapped a ball into him, the number 10. A ball that, in tight areas, you would honestly struggle to deal with. It was a stitchy a ball. And just instinct, first time,
outside the right foot chip. It was ridiculous. Era goalie's head. Honestly, I'm sure it was kicking about.
The video smile? Was kicking did he smile about. After it, or did it just nah, keep going just and run back?
Jogged away.
Andy, do you think that, see when he did join in on that, does any of you ever think he could actually still play for us here?
Aye, all day. Or if he like, thought,
no, seriously.
You're a shit.
No, do you think, like, I always thought
what
when
kind
he,
of pass was that?
I always thought when he came to Rangers the first time, like when he first came in, I thought, surely he must be fucking still good enough to play for Rangers.
See, I know, you know what coaches are like, and also if you get the ball, they love to zing it about, didn't he? Every aye. Time he zings it, it's like, uh-huh. Flat as anything, pace just on like it.
A foot off there,
just be athletic wise. But
like, what about Gary McAllister? He joining? He was a player as well.
He's got half a hip.
Box, isn't it? Did he do the box, isn't it?
They did the box. He used to say to me all the time. So when you still do free kicks, and I'd say to him, oh, do you used to take free kicks? And he'd say, oh, do you not have a TV when you were younger?
I was like, kicks are fun, didn't
oh, he? Remember his corners? He just used to clip them at the front post.
On the ball, unbelievable, but moves like a 90-year-old woman. So can he still play?
Kent, we mentioned him. He looks unstoppable, didn't he? He looks head and shoulders above the league.
We were seeing it in the taxi. Current form, best player in the league.
It's a great taxi ride, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Oh, best, who paid for it? I didn't even need to ask, actually. Has he said he'll give you it back?
We're going for nothing.
Did you?
Aye.
How come?
I'm not joking. Just to take a bit of flack out.
No, it's the old Kent, best player in the league, current form.
Yeah?
Aye, best player in the league, current form. We were saying you can't say it because, obviously, with guys, Forrest, Edward and stuff like that, over the long period, but this season, I think he's the best big man. You think so, Kev?
I'll agree with you, honestly, aye.
Current form.
So see what he did to that boy on Saturday for the first goal. I don't know.
Canadian barn dancer.
Had to take him back up to you and get his fucking legs untangled because that was shocking.
That's a twisted spine, isn't it?
Jeez, he not done his cruciate and beef knees. No, to be fair to Kent, his first time he came up on loan. He
never had
amazing.
His snake though. Never had his snake. That's
no,
why.
That's what it would
be. Guys with snakes must fear nothing. Mm. Don't you know that?
No.
I mean, Faddy had a snake. Nothing. Who?
Faddy, did he hear a snake?
Don't mention him in this show.
Aye, but we came up signing loan for the first time. He was here to impress, and he did. Then when he signed Perm, that kind of last season was a bit up and down. It wasn't smooth. Whereas this time, he's just thought, let's just get myself fit, get playing, and show what I'm all about. And he's doing that. And I think any plaudits that come his way, absolutely milk it, because if we could get Morelos to do what he's doing to the end of the season, the both of them will get the moves that they probably deserve.
Yeah.
My worry is though, if Kent gets injured.
He's the one in the squad they can't replace.
Aye.
He's the main one. They're linked with, have you played against the boy Daniel Johnson? They're linked with.
Mate, good player.
Very good.
Good Daniel player.
Daniel Johnson, boy for Preston, he's got like long dreads, but
he scores goals in midfield. He's similar to Aribo, I think.
Aye, but he's more attacking. Yeah. Right. But he's not quite, but he's tricky.
Do you think Rangers need another type, like a winger type? No.
Hopefully, if they get him, he'll be it. He's different to Kent, he can put it different, but it can be a match winner.
Yeah, right. I like Johnson,
but
I do like him.
But Kent, the news, head and shoulders above anybody in the Rangers team in performances wise, and Rangers are playing well, but he's just
talking to head and shoulders. Is that what you're using?
I knew something was coming.
I guess we have wash and go. You wash and it disappears.
He's been superb. We spoke about it last week. Like we said, playing against him and James Forrest can go both ways as quick as they are. First goal, man. How can you defend that? It's just
Butcher doesn't go, but he's run, didn't it? Butcher kills the centre half, didn't
Hadji, who I don't think's been great this year.
Like, play well?
He was very good at weekend. He was excellent for the first goal as well. Gave Kent to that space in behind. I love the coaching we're doing.
Just about Ashley there, if you're a manager, you're setting Dundee United up, top of Kent for the right back or whoever's marking him, what do you say to stop Ryan Kent playing?
And he's still got time on me.
See, to be fair, it's Mare Hadji, the coaching needs to be. Hadji picks up a pocket of space in front of their back four, and they just, there's nobody near him. Yeah. And it's no to he gets the ball, has a second touch, looks up till somebody starts to press him. And by that time, there's about 30 yards of space for Kent to run into. And if you leave him one on one with somebody in the box,
I think the fullbacks have got to go with Kent and Hadji when they go into the wee
When the boy comes out as well, the boy's got to cover quicker. By the time he gets out, he's no chance of stopping him.
But that must be so hard for, I think, defenders to defend against. If Kent's, you think, playing left wing, but he's always coming in there, who picks him up then?
I think the fullback, mate. Who else is going to pick
fullback
him
come in?
And the centre half's got to go over to type of cover.
He's only playing one up front, so one of the centre half's going to go to Kent.
This show's new to start to...
It's taking a new life, isn't it? It's a load of shout, but it's taking a new life.
The thing is, when you're, if you're a manager playing against Rangers on Saturday, say you're playing
you'd made a big difference to the show. Sorry, Kev.
It's all right. You're playing Rangers next week, right? What do you say? Do you say to your fullback, right, you, or you get your best man marker and just say, you pick Kent up this week and fucking go wherever he goes and let the rest try and trust to keep positions? What would you do?
But see the thing is, though, it's so hard for a fullback because they do play so narrow. So they play in between the centre halves and the fullback. So
half position,
it's hard for anyone to pick him up. But I think that because the gaps were that big between the back four and their midfield four, it was too easy for them to find space.
You watch Everton yesterday, mate. Coleman with Son. Son was doing it, and Coleman was just going tight to him every time. No matter where Son went, Coleman went with him.
Do you think Dundee United on Saturday were too open? Totally enhanced how the Rangers' performance was in terms of the space they got.
And do you know what was
funny? Was it realistic?
Do you know what was funny as well? Gerrard came out after the game and he was like, I've got a lot of respect for how Dundee United tried to play. And I was like, nate winner. You know what I mean?
Of course.
If I was you, I'd want every team to come and play like that.
Of course you did.
Brilliant. Right, they play Lincoln Red Imps, who Celtic, did you beat Celtic?
Aye.
I don't know about them.
They did.
It's on AstroTurf as well, but do you think it'll be a comfortable tie for Rangers, Kevin?
I think it will be. If Rangers, they're flying. And then the fact that there is a bit of history there with Celtic and the Red Imps, I'm sure Rangers will sort the Red Imps out. The Red Imps.
You were in Azerbaijan when Rangers suffered the last qualifier upset, Progress. Were you watching the game on telly?
No, I was on a bus. I think I were on a bus. I either got a train or going to one of your games, and I was watching it on my phone.
Who was driving?
Gary Holt. and couldn't believe it. And then obviously
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See Pedro in the bush.
No,
that was a Saturday night. Sorry.
I didn't see the pictures till later on Twitter, and just thought just sums that man up, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. But see, we were talking about Lincoln Red Imps as well, right? So obviously we played what was the team's name? We played a Gibraltar team the first round last year. St Joseph's they were called, right? So I'm on the bench and I'm watching them, right? I'm no joking when I say 10 of them were wearing trainers during the game. I'm no joking. They had Astro trainers on.
Oh, nah.
They're playing in the Europa.
That's what I said, though.
The pimples
on the bottom.
Aye. They're playing in the Europa League with Astro trainers. Samba's on. And I was thinking,
Samba.
Samba's with the grip on them.
Samba's with the piss stained jeans. Remember your dad used to play five aside there.
We've got to battle them, man.
What was the score?
1-0.
I think it was 4-0 or something. It was 0-0 at half time. 0-0 at half time. And then when the first one went in, it was 4-0.
Slaney, see, if you were on that Rangers team bus and Pedro was doing that, you could watch him for the bus out doing that in the bush.
What was he doing in the bush?
Arguing with fans.
You
locked him at the bus, didn't you?
You're joking.
They told Holt to lock the bus.
I told Holt to drive on and leave him. Leave him. That was embarrassing, though, wasn't it? So just keep your head down and get on the bus.
Right, big game away to Hibs next week as well. How do you see it going, Kev? Hibs, Nesbitt back fit, scored again. He was my tip for player of the season.
You called it, mate, at the beginning of the season. I've never seen the kid play, but grown in confidence.
This will be a real test for Rangers, won't it, Hibs?
I think it will be, but then again, I'm going to revert back to the Aberdeen-Hibs game, where we thought that Hibs would maybe walk over Aberdeen because Aberdeen with the coronavirus thing, what have you. But Aberdeen turned up and comfortably beat Hibs.
Yeah.
It could be one of them where it's a very close game, but I think Rangers potentially could go there and actually be comfortable.
Yeah. It's going to be either or. Rangers will battle them.
That'll be a tight game.
It'll be a tight game.
I don't think Hibs will play the same way they play against Aberdeen as they will against Rangers.
No, I think obviously the boy in Nisbet's doing well, but next week you'll probably see that he'll be isolated. He'll not have much help, so we might not see much of him. But I would love to see Jack Ross line up and actually go at Rangers.
I think they will.
Wow,
I would hope so.
And what makes you think that?
Finish to each. I just think both teams are playing really well. I think they'll cancel each other out. No cancel each other.
Might be 0-0 if they cancel
first off, cancel each other at first off. Both go for it. And it'll be 2-each. I think so. And my God, Jamie Murphy, what a signing.
Yeah.
What a signing. But this is, and this is amazing.
He can't play though, eh?
He's fell out with you, isn't he?
Aye. Uh-huh. I messaged him about 2 years ago saying, this is, to be fair, I would fault with me for this. I said, do you still play Football Manager, mate? Like, what a fucking embarrassing question. He never get back to me.
Was that an email or a text?
No, it was a message. He was on Facebook or something. It was like, just I'll play Football Manager, mate. And I seen him, he's read it and he never.
What did you ask him that?
I don't know if we were at maybe Motherwell. I don't know if we played it or something. I don't know, mate. And then I messaged him that and then I was like, he's not get back to me. And anyway, but no, listen, hope he has own and has a great career, Jamie.
He's 29. He's 31. 31. I hope he goes on and has a great career.
No, but what a sign. 31. And this is what I'm going to say. Fuck's sake, I'm thick sometimes, Sandy.
I hope he goes on. That's a great.
See, now we're talking about coaching. They need to develop Jamie Murphy.
I know, they need to develop.
What would you, if you're coaching Jamie Murphy, what are you developing?
Speak up.
Find your voice.
I just be honest, it's amazing. And seriously, the best feeling, the amount of buzz I'm getting. It's amazing.
I can see you've got a spring in your step.
Do they message you or do you message
them? They message me, eh? But that's what I don't like. I'm going to get myself into trouble.
Stanley, do you have a wee fake tan today?
It's amazing. I love it. It's good being famous, isn't it? What a feeling it is.
What did they say to you? Did you say you're funny, innit?
They always say that, eh? Some of them message, like the worldies message. The other ones, they send a wee message, or maybe a wee like, giggle and that, but forget it, love. You're not going to get near me. And when the worldies message, man, they always go like that. When we're talking, it's just like I hate good looking guys that love herself. I just like a guy makes me laugh, be like, come on, I don't want that.
What's your cat say?
I know, exactly, mate.
And what do you write back to that?
Just put a wee laughing face in there. I don't want to see what I say next.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, we've still not been up his house yet.
I know, is it, mate?
I don't want to see what I say.
He only invites the boys for Clyde and that up to his house. Gordon Duncan and that, we didn't get an invite.
Gordon Duncan, who's that?
He didn't?
Oh, Gordon, I just know it was Gordon. I don't know
what he says. He's Saturday night after the scoreboard.
No way.
No. Just had that. Enough string to my boat at the weekend.
Why is he on your side?
I don't know. He's not even invited us up to his house.
Because everybody feels sorry for me, mate, because I can't get a job.
No chance.
So just give me a wee appearance.
You stayed 2 minutes for him as well?
I know.
Mate, see you though, right? I'd halfway have you up at the house, but Seaman Slaney messaged you. I don't think I've watched a Scotland game for about 10 years. And Seaman Slaney messaged you on a Thursday night saying, I'll come up to your game tomorrow night for a Scotland game, bro. I'm like, what? When's the plan on watching for a start?
Even worse. He messaged me saying, mate, we need to watch a Scotland game in Scott Arfield's house Friday. Go and text Halliday.
See what I mean? So... You can't say to me, how did I not have looked when that said message I'm getting?
Somebody told me, Alfie got some big kiss, man, I was down to see it.
Yeah, we drove by it, you know he's got a big kiss.
Some bad.
Kev, can you come up to your house?
Come to my house, he's been in my house.
What house he's got?
He's been in my house.
How did he acquit himself in your house?
Oh, he was so polite, great with the kids, and my mother-in-law was up and she was like, hi, who's this? That's Paul, off the show.
Aye.
Oh, and then
can you get ready, man?
I know.
Can you get ready?
Is it hard? It's been.
Aye. Messaging me. Saying you're not that good looking, bro.
Right, Motherwell and Aberdeen are in Europe. Slaney, we'll ask you, since you've played the Motherwell in Europe, they take on Coleraine. Fancy their chances to go through.
The Viking there, I seen.
No, Aberdeen play the Viking. Do you know what I'm going to say?
And they fooled them. Are Aberdeen playing Andy Fulton?
But do you know what?
What a man.
But one of Considine's mates was dressed up as a Viking in that video, so do you think he might get confused and get horny?
Wow. I actually just thought it was Andy Fulton was
coming. Yes, sir.
I can boogie. I can boogie.
Boogie, boogie, on alone.
Yes, Motherwell, will they go through?
Absolutely, si. I don't have a clue about Coleraine.
Is it not the school teachers team? The old St Mirren's manager?
The guy that made me famous?
The guy that was the got his the gym Kiel, shoes at training. Owen Kearney.
Owen Kearney. I listen, if they're playing him, then it'll be no problem at all. Do you know what I mean? The guy's a volleyball expert. He's not got a clue on football. That's for sure. He made me famous when I came in.
What did you call him? A PE teacher?
PE teacher.
Supposedly the Corain boys, their training gear stuff, they lost property, innit?
Get pump soles on.
Pump soles. Imagine hitting volleys in the pump soles. Break your team, man.
That's what seen, but I said the show's changed, didn't he? Like, pure serious, it's just went total nonsense now, innit, Andy Boy?
No, but I feel as if we've got a good variety. Oh, we can mix it up.
Aye.
See if coaching you get, masterclass. You're bad daftness.
See if you get a job. Would you take me in with you? You actually said the day would take me in with me.
Ah, would I?
As what?
But I wouldn't want him to do any coaching. No offence.
No.
I wouldn't want me to be serious. Nah. I'd want you to be who you're, mate. Love that. Do you know what I mean?
So what would his title
be? You just need to be yourself, mate.
Thanks. What would his title be? First team coach.
Just Joker.
Joker.
Aye.
Oh, fuck.
Can you imagine? No, but I would want him to be the link between the staff and the players. Get a team morale.
But have you not heard what you...
Sort of the days
you're saying
out,
this now,
out.
But you'd be speaking about you at the players.
Aye, 100%. But then you would speak about the players to me, wouldn't you?
Aye.
That's not going to happen, because remember when Steiner was on here two shows and he said that 95% of what he says is just lies. So if a player comes to Steiner then goes to you, you're not getting the full facts.
Right, Kev, are they going through Motherwell and Aberdeen?
I think Motherwell will.
Do you?
Against Coleraine.
Right. Coleraine, I think Coleraine are decent, mate.
Fuck off. Surely Motherwell will beat them.
Coleraine, the showgrounds.
Do you know them?
Coleraine, they play in the showgrounds, don't they? I'll or something.
Right, so you think Motherwell will be, why not Aberdeen? I think Aberdeen have got more chance of going through.
Mate, to be honest, I didn't get a fucking clue.
Tony, you not? Did you see PSG in Marseille last night?
Oh, amazing, mate, wasn't it?
Was that five red cards?
Five red cards. What the Hornet Winger, mate, the original Hornet Winger, Neymar.
I know.
He's angry, wasn't he?
Mate, listen,
that annoys me.
Sister
Paddy's
text, didn't he?
Mate, that's spot on. I hate the way he acts.
Aye,
like,
so they are.
Tough,
so
that,
annoying.
I know, why does he act like that? Right, we're going to Celtic. Celtic went for a 3-5-2 on Sunday. Paul Slane, I'll ask you first. We've been crying out for it, 3-5-2. How do you think it worked?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
What did you like about it in particular?
I just think it suits Celtic, the players.
Personnel.
And it suits the manager. The manager played under Martin O'Neill. One of the most successful Celtic teams that's ever been. I think looking at the three centre-halves, it's very much Julian the size of him, Duffy the size of him. It's almost like...
I was a bit... Sorry to interrupt you.
Not at all.
I was a bit surprised that Duffy played on the right. I thought Duffy would have played in the middle.
So was
that. Oh, that's the size. I watched it, but I didn't even pick up. Duffy's for you guys.
There's your coach.
Aye.
Never picked
but
up.
If you're playing at three at the back, you always have your most aggressive centre-half in the middle.
You seem like an animal, didn't you, Duffy?
Attacking... Like he does.
Mate, that ball, he's so aggressive. He seen your face on that ball, didn't he?
Aye, you did.
Do you know why? Because there was a wee couple of bits of grass on it.
I was actually going to suggest, though, a tag team match, me, you, Shane Duffy, Stephen Hendry.
Wow.
What about that for a hydro?
Oh, mate, that would be unbelievable, eh?
No, Shane Duffy. And
tell you what, though, we're no favourites.
Nah,
no chance.
Mate, is this a fight?
A fight? Whatever they want.
Yes, I just want.
Just the heaters, you know what heater.
Imagine him heating you, so Shane Duffy.
Oh, my.
Mate, what sums it up, and this sums up what makes me so excited to be a Celtic man, and for me to get my 10th trophy in a row, which makes me so excited. Julian's on the ground, out of the ref, wanting the penalty, well, Duffy put it in.
I know.
That's just changed the mentality now, and no, I'm really excited going ahead with it, si. But, aye.
Is that why, Andy, you'll no sign you another Premier League Scottish team? Because you're scared in case you say against Shane Duffy.
Any 50-50
you go to that game, man.
Aye. Any 50-50 there, I'm...
He'd be like that, Dan Hector.
I love how we've took this wee one story that I've told and just ran a mile with it.
Mate, how many people messaged you about that?
You're going to end up square going at me. There's going to be a night out, he's going to come up to me.
I think we should make an open invite to Shane Duffy to come down to the podcast.
Kev, Ajeti for me looks like a proper... finisher, he's finished his instinctive.
He will score more goals than Edouard this season.
Wow.
No chance.
Wow. I would agree with you, I don't think so either.
No chance.
And I'll just quickly, not your question, just the reason I think that is, he'll pick up all the wee 5-yard goals to be tapping, the wee shite goals with Edouard. I just think so, but it'll be close.
He's only playing.
So, are you still sticking with
it? Aye, I'm going to go for that.
56 minutes, aye, three goals.
Yeah.
Decent. That goal, I think, on Saturday epitomises that natural instinct where it just bounced, reacted, goal.
What's the goalie doing, though?
Ach, the goalie's...
What's the goalie doing?
Tom. I just think that Celtic, when they play two up front, they look so much better because Edwards then allowed to drop into space and create things for other people. Draws players out. Sometimes when Celtic play that fucking whatever formation it was before, we won up front, teams just pack it in and they struggle to break teams down. Whereas when you play two up front, Edward drops in and then a centre half or a fullback thinks, well, do I need to go with him? And it creates space in behind. But I think Celtic fans would be happy it's a 3-5-2. They look far more dangerous playing a 3-5-2. Yeah. A wee bit susceptible at the back on Saturday for an offside, I would say, because Ross kind of had chances.
And that's why I thought that Duffy should have been the centre of defence. I don't think Julian's a big talker, mate. I think, like you say, the guy in the centre needs to be your big aggressive talker, so I would get that changed.
And the two other centre-halves are the ones that are better on the ball. And dive at the back. But they look susceptible to cross balls. That was
I think because Duffy was getting dragged wide, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And when the ball was coming in the box, he wasn't in the box to head it. You want him, no matter what, to be in the box to head the...
I think the biggest... you should talk about Celtic. Did they play with any strikers 3 weeks ago? They go two up front and all three strikers score. Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing.
No rocket science, is it?
No.
Your wee mate Forrest is playing left wing back. How will he go? Will he like that?
It's Celtic.
He's not really wing back, is he? Because you used to play a winger, don't you?
Playing at a winger and with him and Frimpong, that would scare the life out of you, wouldn't it? Two. Forrest must play there for now. But Bolly's a wee ain't he?
Yeah.
So they'll obviously bring in a left. They're obviously going to be looking to bring in somebody left.
Jake Newell, eh? Or they're looking at the PSG boy, aren't they?
I think they'll get somebody because they're only get Greg Taylor as a left back, aren't they? So
is he they're going to play that way? Cadell, you know, he's not just going to play there now.
Oh, that's not a bad shout, actually.
Think?
I still think they'll look for somebody.
A natural left footer.
But no, listen, I would keep that 3-5-2 and I would keep Forrest. Listen, you're not playing wing backs.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I wanted to ask you as well. Stuart Kettlewell said it was never a 5-0 game. I know you're a big fan of his. Agree?
Listen, I'm not. I've said to myself, I'm actually not putting people down because it's no nice. It really isn't. I don't want his life.
Right, you've done it for the first 40 minutes of the show, but.
But what I'm going to. I can't listen to that guy. No, honestly, like, a grown man trying to look like De Gea is embarrassing. Like, no joke, his hair is it. Like, I know De Gea put the picture up. He's actually out his way. He looked like him. I seen him the other day and he talks a lot of nonsense as well. How he could inspire anybody is beyond me. Generally, listen. I don't want to keep saying it. This is no joke. He was really, really frustrating me after the game, the guy. He couldn't motivate me. I mean, so listen, I don't want to go on too much about him. Actually, no, let's leave him.
Brilliant. Right, the biggest fixture of the weekend for me was the bus driver versus Chipper. Chipper's left the jobby on his bus. Came away 1-2-1.
See, to be fair though,
massive result for Hamilton.
When are we going to start getting Hamilton credit, man?
I don't think we've been
predicting them going down.
Aye, but that's
year.
It. But Chipper could end up, like, if he keeps going the way he's going, he could end up in a better job.
Look at him sticking up. Beavis is sticking up for Butthead.
No, but seriously though,
I get you.
He's a John Hughes. He can tell he's worked with John Hughes all these days.
I know. I can't believe he's not brought John Hughes in as his number two.
Yeah.
He's came in, he's got no budget. He's trying to develop the younger players. And he's actually, you can see when you watch Hamilton, they've got a style of play.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you talk about other Scottish clubs, you don't really necessarily see a style of play, but you can actually see them try to play. Like I said, man, like, I every year I say they'll go down.
Same.
Every year. Mm-hmm. And
do you think they'll go down then, though?
Aye.
I don't think there's worse teams than Hamilton this year.
Yeah. Is Livingston one of them?
I think Livingston's right up there.
I think Livingston need to put the dugouts on the other side of the pitch.
Go down,
I don't think he can see the game, eh?
Mate, actually can he, eh? Seriously, I'm worried about him. I know he failed his bus driving the eye test, but they gave him a job anyway. And, but can he see? He actually can't, mate.
Do you think he's crashed the bus?
I must have a few times, but listen, even the two came up against each other, I've been trying to think all weekend for a joke for the tournament, but I can't get it. Chip on Holt, eh? Get a joke for the tournament.
I know that Gary Holt knows that we call him the bus driver. Chipper obviously knows. Jink mentioned it to each other when they were on the side.
Sometimes, mate, I was sitting there thinking the weekend, I'm like, let's see after the game, Gary Holt goes in to shout at him or whatever. I'm just like, have we cult their presence a wee bit? Do you know what
I mean? The boys are saying to me, you see when Gary Holt walks backwards, they do the reversing noises.
Eddie Snowbutt.
I did hear somewhere that he doesn't like the bus driver shout.
No, he's alright.
Oh,
did he? I can't believe knows they're only in a laugh.
Mate, you hear this? See the boy that scored for Hamilton, the young boy, 18. Mate, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was coaching for Andy McLaren, his charity. On a Saturday night, we used to go the minibus up to Yoka, Saturday night, up to Yoka. Picked up about 25 of these boys, right, for Yoka, took them to Drumchapel, the goals.
I thought you were going to say you took them to Danny Lennon's Island.
No. That's for him and somebody else. I've got to say a name there, an island. And so we used to take them to the goals at Drumchapel, mate. And that boy was there.
Wow, brilliant.
So, but like, the boy, mate, it was chaos, mate. One, mate, we used to,
that was the scheme boys, wasn't it? Boys that.
Aye, so it was boys that didn't have a lot at all, mate. And that's the boys you want. That's the boys that means a lot. Listen, I'm not saying posh guys and all that, but don't think they've got that will. Whereas these boys, they've got nothing. So the fit was different to them. I need to calm down. I'm just getting it relaxed.
Hey, I'm going.
But see, sorry, but with this young boy, I always remember it was amazing. When we played with them all, but mate, one night we go going back to Yoka for Drumchapel after it, mate, they were all bouncing out, he's out the window, not Stoke the Polis. So that was it. But no, but with that young boy, mate, like, he's been fucking hell, just take that out, take all that.
So it was a bus that you went up to. Who was driving the bus?
Gaza. Paul, I mean, that was car crash, kamikaze, that whole bit there, wasn't it? Fucking hell.
What was the end of the story?
No, but sorry, the bit
the
was
wee got, boys came to nothing.
If you Oka, listen, a brilliant area, and it just shows you, he was a cracking player then, and listen, another player in me, Simon, that I've...
That you've developed.
Yeah. Well done, Simon.
Another one on the CV, mate.
I want to ask you, did you ever see Billy Gilmour playing?
Oh, aye.
Well, when did you see him?
A couple of times. Trainers? I'm up to the first team. Wait, I remember we did his first day of training, we did a shooting drill early in the session and he couldn't reach a goal, honestly.
Wait, couldn't he kick?
Couldn't he reach a goal with shots? But seemingly
he was the same with crosses.
Were you?
Nah, I've been mobile.
That generally, but he was only like, maybe 14, 15.
Wait, what do you mean he couldn't reach a goal? So it was like rolling to the keeper?
Trickling into the goalie's arms. Like edge of the box, like setback shots. And mate, I don't even think he had any muscle in his legs. But then seeing possession, mate.
Well, even at that age, you could pop out of it.
Honestly,
wow!
He'd never, ever, ever looked at a placement to him in the first team. No,
at 14,
he's got a bit about him, I know. Like he'll go into 50-50s and tackles and that, which you might.
He watches this. He's always
liking
it.
Was he very confident then? I guess.
Aye, because he knows how good he is.
Aye,
but you need to be confident if you're young and you're wanting to break into a first team and you're as good as he is. You need to be confident, yeah. But what a player. And the fact
I got a bit of a stick for saying I would start him for Scotland.
I don't know if I'd start him, but the fact...
What, in that sitting though?
No, but...
Who else is better?
I don't know if I'd start him because I would probably try and integrate him into the team first because he's still
but
no...
But why,
he's
mate?
Still
see,
not
England,
regular,
England,
still not regular
England
yet,
are that never thingy, Rooney. Straight
but,
in.
But what I will say is, how has he not made a squad?
Yeah.
It's because... Mm-hmm. You just know he's going to be Scotland's best player for the next 10 years.
He actually said about you, mate, he was like, amazing.
His dad was some golfer as well, wasn't he? Happy.
That's fucking terrible. I love him, he wins.
Right, the Premier League's back. Kev, what's your prediction for the top four? I'll tell you mine, Everton are going to finish top four.
Wow!
Just on one game.
Yeah.
I know they've signed very well, got a great manager.
Best manager in the league. Best record in the league of the manager.
The thing is, they've got money, they've got loads of money, so if January they're floating about, they'll go and buy a couple of extra players.
Got one of the best players in the league, James Rodriguez.
How
wow.
good was he? I thought the boy Allen though was the best player in the pitch.
Brilliant, mate. For Napoli, right? So what's your top four?
My top four would be Man City.
Winning it,
Man City.
Yeah, based on
just the fact that I don't think Pep will go too long without fucking...
Winning.
Without winning. That's he's a right. determined guy who once is enough, but twice, no.
One's better than twice, shy.
That's it, si. So I'm going for Man City, Liverpool... I actually think Man United will make a push.
Right.
And for me, it's a toss-up between Arsenal, Everton, and...
Chelsea, surely.
Bournemouth. Chelsea.
Bournemouth. Chelsea? No, Chelsea will be top four, nah.
I don't know,
so.
I think they've signed...
Is he on Man City? They've signed Ake, like Nathan Ake, is that...
Mate, Nathan Ake is top.
I know, but is that a type that's going to win your league?
So, Andy, aye.
Top.
Sorry,
mate, his team conceded the most goals in the league
last year. It doesn't matter. Sorry. How many goals did Van Dijk concede at Southampton?
Nah.
But he's arguably the best at half the world.
I think with Man City, I know what you're saying, they've no signed a lot, but see when you've got De Bruyne on the midfield and still got Aguero on that up front.
But Nathan Ake's a massive improvement at what they had.
You think Aki's better than Laporte?
No, but you'll play next to Laporte. He's a massive improvement in John Stones and all
that. Left footers at centre.
People play two right footers all the time. Joe Gomez and Van Dijk. Best defensive record in the league.
So you think Ake and Laporte's better than Gomez and Van Dijk?
No.
I love how
but I think elsewhere, opinion. Man City are stronger. And see another thing as well, right? Liverpool have not had a big injury in 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't think Liverpool's squad.
Salah, Firmino, Mane, Van Dijk.
I know.
Alexander Arnold Robertson, not one of them being injured.
Yeah, I don't think Liverpool will win it.
I don't think their squad's brilliant. Their start 11 is amazing, but who comes on? There's no really anybody for the bench who's still
coming. Curtis Jones came on the other day.
Yeah, he always comes on the striker.
Origi. So I mean, I've not really got a brilliant squad. I would go with Sai.
I'm going Chelsea to win it.
I'm going to go with City. I love Guardiola. They need a striker, Man City. Because if Aguero's struggling, Jesus, get him away because he's hopeless. Right. Seriously,
he should be playing for like West Brom, shouldn't he?
He's no good. He's no
he's good. He's mad.
Do you like Jesus? Can't stand him. So I'll go City. I'll go Liverpool. Chelsea, and then it'll be Man U and Arsenal will be fighting for that top fourth place.
Wow. Right, where are you going?
Man City, Liverpool, toss up between Man U and Chelsea, third and fourth.
Interesting.
Happy with that?
Aye.
I'll take another prediction. Tottenham will not finish top seven.
How good is the documentary though? You know why they won't talk? Because his dog died, innit?
I've not seen the documentary.
Oh,
dog
mate, you need to see it.
I watch him; it's brilliant. But see, I love him when he was a guy.
Top seven.
I think his
Tottenham didn't.
I thought they were abysmal yesterday.
They never knew what they were doing with the ball.
Abysmal. Do you think his time's passed in football, Mourinho?
I don't know why, though, mate. I think he's good.
I don't understand how every year they don't sign players.
I know.
Like on time.
You're right.
No, wait.
They're doing what Arsenal did when they built that big stadium. Name money was spent for years. They built that big stadium and there's name money. But then even before they built the big stadium, there was name money spent. So. Surely there must be some money floating about to... Because if they don't buy, somebody will take Harry Kane and...
And that's talk about Harry Kane. Harry Kane every year misses, what, 8 to 12 weeks through injury. If he gets injured, they have no one. Yeah.
He looked like he chucked it yesterday, Harry Kane.
Generally though, they could have been playing the now and they've been there scored.
Yeah.
All they've done is just put the ball in the box. The last 15 minutes, just crossed it for anywhere.
But... Chelsea
not
for
good
me.
Enough.
What about Chelsea signings though?
Thiago
Silva and a free.
It's like a game. It's a computer game. Yeah, it's gone wild. I love it.
See the players they've got. Chelsea should win it.
Nah, they shouldn't.
Can't they? Look at their midfield, mate.
It's no better than Man City's team.
I think it is.
No, it's not. Right, let's go. Let's go. Bet.
Right.
Combined 11. Man City, Chelsea.
Right, centre half Thiago Silva.
Aye, not seen him yet, but aye.
Goalkeeper, you go with.
Aspilicueta right back.
Kepa's nowhere near it.
Aspilicueta right back.
Over Kyle Walker, I'd say aye because I think Aspen Crete is so underrated.
Yeah.
But I'm going Laporte and we'll give Thiago Silva.
I'd go Laporte, Thiago.
What about left back?
Ben Chilwell.
Chilwell's better.
I'd give Chilwell.
Midfield, who are you going?
De Bruyne's
in it, but then you've got Havertz.
You keep picking players that have not seen the Prem yet. I'll go Kante, De Bruyne, third one's difficult. I love Foden, but when you put him in there, they know.
Jorginho.
No, Kovacic is the best at the three.
Kovacic is better than any Man City's got.
Aye.
So we're all Chelsea, right?
Well, and then front three's Man City.
Werner.
Mahrez, Sterling.
Mahrez?
Mate, Mahrez is unreal.
I don't like Mahrez.
Mahrez is unbelievable.
Right, we're never going to agree on
this.
Talking of terrible front threes. New Soccer Saturday panel. Tony Pulis, Tim Sherwood and Clinton Morrison.
Oh my God.
It's a disgrace.
What a way to end a show.
Tony Pulis should wear his wee cap.
And run.
And just run up and down the touchline.
In a
trackie. And that's it, in a trackie. He should never. He shouldn't even own a suit.
Sign Ryan Shawcross for Soccer Saturday.
Imagine that.
It's honestly. What a letdown, though.
I know,
what a letdown.
I thought it was going to get like Roy Keane.
There's literally no bit of partner between the three of them.
The boys all love it on a Saturday and I've got to watch it.
Imagine this on a Saturday.
But I just said this is going to go down the Soccer M route now. Replaced it with nonsense.
Alright.
Yeah, I love how vocal you are today.
I am. Do you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling there. It's like, listen to you saying, Jesus is shite. Now I'm just saying, Tim Sherwood. Terrible.
Tim Sherwood's alright, though. He's having himself, that's why I like him. He's having himself.
Sorry, Clinton Morrison, come on. I played with Clinton.
Nah.
Mate, imagine if we'd done that, that'd be amazing, eh?
It's just, see, as much as, like, I didn't think, like, Charlie Nicholson, that was great,
he's
still got a laugh at them.
Because he's
a
bad part of it.
No. I just don't know what you're getting.
We should be there. We should be on telly now. Fuck, shouldn't we?
Real people, real arseholes. That's what the telly love.
Right, last few bit, lads. FIFA's came out. What's your history been like? I've got it here. Andy Halliday.
I used to love Pro Ev.
68. Wow,
Pro Master League, man. Master League.
I used to love Pro Ev.
Good, mate. Well, wait, was it? What was the names again? Manchester.
Remember Neil Lemon.
Neil Lemon.
Ryan Greggs for gigs.
I just remember always going into Milan because
Rakoba,
Zlatan, Adriano, and Eto.
Mate, Adriano could spank it, couldn't he? Slaney, you're 63, same as me. Pace 72, shooting 54. Mate,
you look like Gil Platter.
Who, me? So I do, man. What is that here?
You're 63.
How, my best days are at Portsmouth. I was fucking hopeless at Portsmouth. I must have been higher than that at Swindon. Somebody's stitching us here. Slaney, your best days are at Motherwell, 63. Kev, yours was at Hearts, 70.
70 shooting.
57 pace, passing, that's harsh, no?
57? No, I never passed the ball.
I mean, it's still harsh, that's
it's like, harsh, aye.
The 60. Lowest score on the full thing is 50 for Slaney's heading.
That's horrendous.
Why did you not want to header it? Because you had the spot on your
head. Spot, because the bus, side. But why have they not got the end of it? Horniness in there
for you. I think we spelt the heading bit wrong. It should be H-O-R.
69 horniness.
Yeah, does have you ever known boys that actually care about stuff like that?
Aye.
Who?
Brandon Barker had 30 for hair. Yes, he was raging.
Do boy, you know, I used to hate boys that played the PlayStation, eh? We had grown men at Swindon that would sit up for hours on the headsets.
No, I like the PlayStation.
You did that, didn't you?
But I don't,
your missus stitched you up on Insta, didn't you?
Ah, sh- that's all the time.
What do you would you play?
Call of Duty. I don't play FIFA. Yeah, I, just, sh- I don't like it, to be honest.
Do you play Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. Yeah, just, Call of Duty, just pals in that.
Can you show that what we put it to shoot somebody?
No.
What pals? Just like boys that you grew up with, or any football
boys that I grew up with, cut off it. Wait, a lot of the Rangers boys play it, mate. Like, but see, even back in the day, like Kenny Miller and that used to play. It was like 35. Yes. Kenny Miller, Waldo. Like, you just
was that Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. Yeah,
I played Call of Duty Coventry days and. When I met Lynn, it was she came in one day and said, "That's it, I've had enough. It's either the fucking Xbox goes or I go." So I phoned a taxi.
Bit an easy choice. It's so addictive, though.
You know, Tommy Gravison was number two in the world.
Was that no poker, though?
No, that was Call of Duty, mate.
Was he?
Aye. Number two in the world, like second most kills in the world. He used to sit up all night playing it, mate.
See, I got addicted to Call of Duty, right? I've obviously got this addictive personality, but you know that free for all thing.
Aye.
I used to try and get that. Back in the old days, it was 25 kills. I used to do the 25 and 0, try and get the 25 kills and no deaths. I used to be, I was that guy that fucking camped
sat in
the corner. Sat in the booth.
Pedro Caixinha.
Killed somebody. I was the Pedro Caixinha fucking Call of Duty. Kill the guy, go and steal his equipment and then reload myself and sit there again and then move to another spot, hide in the grass, but fucking, I
used to be
up.
Kenny Miller. Kenny Miller used to play Fortnite. And he used
Fortnite?
To like Fortnite.
That's for 10-year-olds.
And he played, but he'd actually play solo. And he used to just put up pictures of his wins and all that, but it would always be one kill. So he would literally just sit there all game.
Fucking
and then
game,
just sit there all night.
Fortnite.
Dino, sit with your double barrel shotgun in your hand all night. Does your dad play FIFA, son? Seriously? Does he play computers?
No, he doesn't. He plays computers. He's pure old.
Puggies. He's
been
Puggies. Puts his bag on top of the puggy, doesn't he?
Be impossible to read your dad's penalties. Like sleeve of the control.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.